This is not the last Coffee and Cars cruise in of the season. There's one more coming in October, but it may be the one of the most adorable ones that you can take advantage of. There will be dogs there tomorrow, right, Jennifer?
I know. Paw Print Ministries. Sorry, I did not bring.
You're always just apologizing
here. Into the studio next time. But yes, we will have many comfort dogs on site tomorrow. Super excited. Last year it got a little bit rainy. But I think the weather tomorrow is going to be absolutely perfect. So looking forward to it, and the dogs will be ready for a hug. And we've got actually a little surprise for the first 50 people coming through the drive-thru.
Okay.
So
puppy kisses?
No, actually yeah. they don't kiss. They don't lick anybody.
They're not kissers.
We see a lot of people. I mean, I can easily see 500 people in a day if my dog licked everybody.
That'd be a bit much. The special's in the drive-thru, so that means it's a gift. That means it's, yeah, so you don't have to get out. So they start breaking that down. Hit the drive-thru tomorrow, and that's all day, whether it's whether you're there at the time or not. If it's 500. I don't know. Can 500 people go? 50. 50. What did I think you said 500?
I don't know.
She did. But she said she could see 500 people.
Oh, that's okay.
But for the first 50
Nick
people,
is
she
following
said.
Along.
My brain is very short term.
Because I'm seeing if she's burying the lead. I'm going to make sure I'm one of 50 so that
yes.
when I can go home with my own service dog.
And he'll get what?
Or am I off the track too, I guess?
Well, that'd be the best giveaway possible, I think.
Wouldn't it?
Coffee Connection, of course. Julie Stalitz here. Thomas Beiler here from Coffee Connection. Steve Wright. Thrivent, are the normal cruise. We get ready for the coffee and cruise-ins.
Right.
Not drive-ins.
Right. Cars and coffee, cruise-in.
Is it cars and coffee or coffee and cars?
You know, it was coffee and cars for years, and then Trevor subtly changed the name of it to Cars and Coffee. So it just kind of picked up from there, you know?
Change it on my sheet.
So we'll blame Trevor for that.
So the Cars and Coffee cruise-in, which will be tomorrow, which of course starts... All day long, you're raising money for Paw Print Ministries.
Yep.
And you open at, was it?
5:30.
5:30. And you close at?
4.
4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So all day long, that's going on. But the but pulling with the fancy cars, motorcycles, trucks, whatever it might be, show off.
7 a.m. until 10. And I guarantee you there will probably be 3 or 4 there when I get there at 6:30.
Yeah, it's not a.
There usually is.
Not a contest.
The weather's good, Eric.
Yeah.
So when the weather's good, there are times where there aren't enough parking spots.
Yeah, that's true.
Corley Family Dental.
That's right.
That's right.
You utilize, thanks to Chad and Natalie, right behind Coffee Connection, lets you use their parking lot as well. You just come out and check things out.
Yep. And we don't have a show against us this month in the morning. So I'm looking forward to having. Especially since this could be the last really good Saturday. I mean, I hope next month is too, but boy, we're having a beautiful day tomorrow. I'm hoping we get, I hope we break a record tomorrow. I hope we get 60, 65 cars in there.
And you don't have to stay the whole time. You can stay for 30 minutes, have a cup of coffee, get yourself a breakfast wrap, whatever it might be. And, a portion of your proceeds is going to the right spot and hang out and, you know, maybe get to know some new community folks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously, Coffee Connection constantly working hard. Thomas, what's the goodies tomorrow?
So we actually have some pumpkin loaf.
Oh,
it's pumpkin season.
That's exciting.
Yes. People lose their minds. All
get
of
all
sudden.
Of your pumpkin flavored drinks. Then we also have some new fun drinks. We have a cafe cola, which is like a coffee soda.
Okay.
And then our really nice big seller now is our CC energy drink. Which is a plant-based energy drink. It doesn't have any of the additives or anything in it, so you don't have any of the jitters or the crash, and it's super delicious.
Yeah. I tell you, I've heard a lot about that. That's been quite the buzz on social media. So,
who created this?
So actually, it was something that Julie and Glow tried at Coffee Fest past year.
Yeah. Nice.
Changing nice. Things up a little bit.
Yeah.
But you can still get those jitters and crash if you want them, right?
Well, if you want.
Add the jitters and the crash for me as you pull through. And then, of course, as far as grabbing something to eat, you're all over the map there.
Yeah, there's breakfast wraps, yogurt and granola, oatmeal, all sorts of baked goods that are delicious. Yep. So
get there a little later in the day, lunch as well.
Yeah, we have cookies. Sandwich wraps. And
cookies.
Actually,
now we have
salads.
Really?
Yes.
There you go. So fully, you can still get to the drive-thru when the cars are in there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So that's that's definitely, or you can walk up too, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Then we'll have the patio seating. So come on out.
Are you doing yoga in the morning? You were doing that for a while.
Not tomorrow.
Okay, gotcha. Is that an every other Saturday thing?
Yeah, just kind of occasionally, once a month.
Follow your Facebook page to see all those things that are going on. I feel like we sometimes don't have to introduce and explain what Paw Print Ministries is, but you never know when somebody's coming along for the first time. Jennifer Don created Paw Print Ministries with the family. How many years ago now?
2014 we started.
2014.
So it was my mission to bring one comfort dog here. That's all I wanted.
Yeah.
And my dad encouraged me to dream bigger. And so we currently have 25 comfort dog teams spread out across central Illinois. So we go out on visits daily to nursing homes, assisted living facilities, the mental health units at the hospitals, Danville VA, Cancer Care Center, and disasters and tragedies. So we stay quite busy out in the community giving back.
They're awesome, but when it comes to reality of so many schools having lost classmates, that's the big one.
We've unfortunately responded to 8 school tragedies this year, whether it's a teacher or a student, and that's tough. But the comfort dogs do make a huge difference, and you know, we're grateful that we can go out and help the students and the staff through the grieving process.
And, you know, we talk all the time, not for profit. I mean,
you
guys raise money. You've had a few events at Door 4.
We have.
Was the last one the Change fundraiser?
Yes, Bring Your Change to Make a Change.
Yeah.
And we raised almost $12,000 at that community.
Was that literally, that wasn't all in Change, though?
And you know what? That's heavy.
Yeah.
When you have to pull up to the bank with a red wagon, pulling all your coins behind, like, that's quite an entrance.
How much did you really have in change, do you know?
In change, I want to say it was almost $1,000.
That's a lot of
coins.
Change.
And that's a lot of coins.
Yeah.
Yes.
Your bank's like, find another bank.
Well, they always know when I'm coming. I do forewarn them. I'm like, sorry.
Work on this when you get a minute or an hour.
When they're all in one spot, when you see all the dogs and their teams in one spot, like at Door 4, it spills out. The dogs just, some are flopped and some are doing little circles, and there's kids. It's like kind of magical. It's something that you can't really fake. It has the energy of like a theme park or like Disney, if you will, because everybody's just happy and the dogs are having a good time and people are feeling generous and they leave the money. And also the other day in Central Park, when Hickory Point Bank had their shuffle event to kick off the food drive, all three of the organizations in there with you made an appearance. And Coffee Connections was a short appearance, but you're busy elsewhere in the community.
Yeah.
So you get a pass. Steve and Thrivent, they're playing shuffleboard. And JJ was there from Paw Print representing, and Mr. Kaczynski. And I mean, these are the things that you see as part of our community. Coffee Connection, Thrivent, Paw Print Ministries.
I love it.
Yeah, teaming up on Saturday for a likely pairing.
Yeah, you could just be a coffee shop owner, Julie, but you know a lot of people in the community now because you've gotten out to meet them.
Exactly.
Steve, probably the same way. And maybe that's good for business in the long run, but also it's just more fun to live life that way. You know?
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's like on Christmas morning, do you have a better time opening gifts or do you have a better time watching people open gifts? I have a better time watching people.
So do I. I thought I was going to say I'm the weird one because if I bought it and put it together, especially if it's something you created and spent some time on, like, that's way better.
Yeah,
that's really neat.
It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned how many dogs? 24?
25.
25 and one. You got one in Minnesota, I think, right?
We do. Yeah. Benson, Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yes.
All over the place.
Right.
If somebody's interested in this with their own dog, is there a process on the dog? Does it have to be a certain age? Is there certain dogs that could never be a comfort dog? Or because the training process is pretty extensive.
It is. Yeah. It takes at least a year to train a team to prepare them for community service. The first step is the dog goes through a temperament evaluation to determine if the canine is well suited for serving in the community.
Gotcha.
There are certain breeds that are better for what we're doing. I have a 5-pound Chihuahua at home that will never come to work with me, and he is my personal comfort dog, but he is definitely not well suited for community service.
They can be jerks, I hear.
Well, he's special.
How does Peyton enjoy the Chihuahua?
Oh, they get along great.
Okay, good.
The Chihuahua loves other dogs. It's humans. His circle of trust is very small.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Any questions to make donations, anything towards Paw Print, reach out to you or the Paw Print Ministries Facebook page, I assume.
Or pawprintministries.org. There is an online spot, a secure place where you can also donate online as well.
And if you ever think you're in a situation where you could use the services, reach out the same way too.
Right? Absolutely.
So even if it's just, hey, we'd love to have a pup come by the hospital. Is that a thing?
Give us a call.
Then you can do that.
Absolutely.
They're amazing.
Any dog.
Mike, yeah. Jennifer's husband, is a good friend of mine, and I lost my dog. I had to put him down a little over a year ago. And Mike said, "Why didn't you call us? We'd have brought the dogs over." I'm going, oh, man, that's kind of silly. Yeah, but yeah, you know, as I thought about it, the next time I saw him, I really paid a lot more attention to the dogs than I usually do. So.
Yeah.
Yep.
That happens to all of us. It hurts. Bring all 24.
Bring them all. Request them all.
Bring them all. Have a few poop on the floor, and I'll be like, okay, get these dogs out.
We'll cram them all in the studio next time.
I just want one in here, doggone it. The sweet little Peyton just looks up at you like, you gonna pet me? Okay.
Hey, the one thing we don't ever touch on, and that is, you know, they're open all day, Coffee Connection, and they'll take donations for this. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not just what Julie does, what they do with their proceeds, you know, that they get, but they'll take donations at the window. You don't have to bring a car in, you know, if you feel strongly enough about giving money to the organizations that we're representing there, hey, all day, we'll take donations.
Yeah, come through and buy something and put an extra 20 in there, you know, whatever it might be, you know, with your purchase, and it all goes right back to Paw Print Ministries, along with a portion of what you actually purchased as well, which is awesome, as always. The Cars and Coffee Cruise In coming up tomorrow morning. And again, running all day. Somebody wants to make a donation at the Coffee Connection in the hospital. Which, are you open on Saturdays?
Not in the hospital.
Not in the hospital. No. But if you're in there today and you want to make a donation,
exactly.
It'll get to the right place. Yeah.
Or Monday. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever it might be. So, good stuff. Anything else you want to touch on? We get it all? Get everybody set up for tomorrow?
I think so, yeah. I can't remember. October is Dove?
Dove.
Steve never plugs his own business. So Steve, plug your own business.
Him do it a few times, and I was like, "Hey, he's."
you know, okay. So I'll plug this. We've got an event coming up, and I'll plug that. And that is, we've got a thriving community event coming up on September the 26th at 5:30 at the new Northeast Community Fund building.
Okay.
We're gonna have a group of volunteers there. And we are going to stock the shelves. Thrivent has been good enough to give us about $3,000 to buy from the Central Illinois Food Bank, which I think $3,000 is probably a lot of food considering how many cents per pound of food. And we're going to have some volunteers going to stock those shelves. At 5:30, we're going to start, and we're going to start with a little bit different. Alec at Red Barn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's going to provide some light hors d'oeuvres for us.
Okay.
Yeah.
They won't be light.
No, they probably won't
be. They'll be dynamite.
No, they will be dynamite, yeah. So anybody listening, if they want to participate in that, hey, just you can give me a call at 425-8894, or you can shoot me an email at steve.wright@thrivent.com.
There you go. Or if you want to talk about your financial needs, you can do that too.
You can say yes, Steve. It's okay.
It's all right. You're giving a lot to charity. We'll give you the free plug.
There's
the
thank you.
All right, Steve Wright, Thrivent, Jennifer Don, Paw Print Ministries, reach out anytime. Thomas and Julie Coffee. When Thomas has his hair down, that stuff is flowing and thick. He's usually ponytailed up. How jealous are you guys of that hair?
I don't know, but he's been out in the sun, too. Look at that. Yeah, look, it's
a amazing. It's amazing how there are just blonde streaks that worked its way in there naturally.
Yeah, it's magic.
All right, we get a break. More to come in hour two. Big thanks to the crew. Coffee and Cars Cruising all day tomorrow, 5:30 to 4. Proceeds are going towards Paw Print Ministries. The car... You don't call it a show, but the cruise in is 7 to 10. Come off, show off yours, to take a look at some cool cars and trucks and
come
bikes,
and
whatever it might
be. Sit there the whole time,
hang out for 30.
An hour. Yeah. Who cares? You know, we just want to look at your car, man.
And even your donations, grab a smoothie and on the way, and you help somebody out on a Saturday morning as well. And if you haven't seen these dogs, find a way to see these dogs. Paw Print Ministry is an amazing group.